Britain's top intelligence official denied today that Prime Minister Tony Blair's staff pressured his office to exaggerate pre-war estimates of Iraq's weapons capability. John Scarlett testified before a judicial inquiry looking into the matter. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
John Scarlett wrote much of the now infamous dossier, the intelligence report on Iraq's weapons program released to the public last year by Prime Minister Blair. The dossier included the claim that Iraq posed an imminent threat to the world. One of the most explosive allegations was that Saddam Hussein had the capability to mobilize a chemical or biological weapons attack within 45 minutes. A BBC broadcast in May reported that Tony Blair's inner circle forced the intelligence community to insert that allegation. That BBC report was based on information from a defense ministry official, David Kelly. Shortly after Kelly's name was made public, the government weapons inspector was found dead of self-inflicted wounds near his home. Today, the intelligence chief, John Scarlett, said any implication that Blair's staff doctored intelligence was, quote, completely untrue. Nobody was in a better position than I to know that, Scarlett told the presiding judge, Lord Brian Hutton. The intelligence chief recounted how, 5 days before the dossier was released to the public, his office received new information from a senior Iraqi source that Iraq had the potential to quickly launch a missile strike. Though Scarlett acknowledged that large parts of the dossier were rewritten over a period of 9 months, he told the panel that none of it was produced under government pressure. But according to intelligence analyst William Hopkinson, a fellow at the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the dossier was designed, somewhat cynically, to strengthen Tony Blair's case for war.
The charge is that he has doctored intelligence. I'm not certain that that is being held up by the evidence that has come out. What has been held up is the revelation, really, that this dossier was not a balanced argumentation. It was all the facts which leaned one way. So everything that could be mustered which said, we must go now, was there. And none of the arguments or doubts which should have shaded it.
The consequences of this revelation have already weakened Tony Blair's credibility among the public. Indeed, a poll released over the weekend shows that 67% of the British public now believes the Prime Minister misled them into war. Menzies Campbell, a member of Parliament from the opposition Liberal Party, says this perception is what will be most damaging to the Prime Minister.
I don't think we can underestimate the importance of the Hutton inquiry so far as it relates to the reputation of the government and indeed of Mr. Blair himself. There's no doubt that the whole issue of trust, not just in government, but in politics, is one which is live in the minds of the public at the moment.
The Hutton inquiry will not hand down any sentences. Blair will certainly come out of the process bruised, but his dominant position within the Labour Party and the absence of a strong political opposition means that the Prime Minister is likely to hold on to power. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.